Hello, my name's Kate Newdecker and welcome to my podcast. Today I am going to be answering the question, what is the best exercise to burn belly fat? Right, so I've kind of misleaded you all with this title. I'm not actually going to answer this question today. I kind of am, but I'm kind of not. So sorry. Basically, this is a question I get asked quite a lot on Instagram by clients. And honestly, there isn't a best exercise to burn belly fat. You might see it advertised that doing 110 crunches is going to burn belly fat, but it isn't. And I want to actually talk about today why you shouldn't use exercise as a punishment. Okay, so yeah, it's a little bit different from the title. I'm sorry, I lied to you. It's like you clicked on this and you're like, hey, you're gonna tell me how to burn belly fat and I'm here and you're just telling me why I shouldn't use exercise as punishment. Now, this is something that's really, really close to my heart and I'm gonna tell you why. So when I first got into fitness, I was like the people who asked me that question. I wanted to know how to exercise to burn belly fat. I wanted to lose that extra 10 pounds. And I was always trying to find that quick fix, that quick exercise that was going to do the trick. And it got to a point where I was actually overtraining and I was over-exercising. And it's quite a slippery slope to get to that point because there's a lot of information out there that's conflicting. There's a lot of incorrect information out there. And the reason why I really just want to get the best information out there to you is to prevent anyone getting themselves in the kind of sticky situation that I got myself in. So let me explain that to you. So I was a dancer. I trained for a number of years as a dancer and then I went into the dance industry and I worked as a professional dancer. So I wasn't always the skinniest dancer, and I knew that I had to work especially hard to get myself to a certain aesthetic, to get the best jobs, to even stand a chance in auditions. So what I did was I just exercised more so that I would be thinner. So the problem with this is that it made me have a bad relationship with exercise, and I can kind of see it in today's culture where we are always looking to punish ourselves for food that we've eaten. So there's always an idea of offsetting calories. You might speak to someone in the gym and they'll kind of jokingly say, oh, I had such a big dinner last night, I'm going to burn it off right now. And you know what? There's not that much harm in that. That's okay. But it can be taken too far. And this is a mentality that is okay now in society to say that you're going to punish yourself for food that you've eaten. And is that okay? Is it okay that we say that that's an all right thing in general conversation? I mean, if you put it down in normal terms, you're kind of saying, oh, I enjoyed myself with friends last night and I slightly overate. So what I'm going to do is jump up and down vigorously, potentially hurt myself over and over again, just to punish myself to burn those extra calories, therefore negating the fun that I had last night. I mean, okay, that's not a direct translation of it, but I'm just being dramatic. Anyway, the point is, how did I get myself from a point of starting to enjoy exercise, starting to thinking that I wanted to burn a little bit more fat, and then into over-exercising? This is the point where you need to evaluate for yourself. Am I taking this too far? Am I looking to burn calories at the gym? What are my reasons for going to the gym today? Am I too tired to go? Is it because it's goal-based? Is it performance-based while I want to go to the gym today? Or is it because I ate something yesterday and I want to burn it off? It's really evaluating for you. And my purpose for doing podcasts and putting everything on the internet where my beliefs, my core beliefs, is that I do feel like we are becoming a culture that is associating fitness with punishment. And I really do believe that fitness should be a celebration of what your body can do and making yourself feel more confident, making yourself feel better, improving your posture, improving your aerobic capacity, improving your strength, reducing the risk of injury and illness in life. And I've seen, I think recently there was something in, there was a promotion by a gym group, who I won't mention, and their slogan was, "Punish yourself buff after Christmas." It was something along the lines of that. It got taken down, thank God, by, I think it's Laura PhD on Instagram. I will link her because she's great. You should follow her. And it's exactly this mentality that you shouldn't have with fitness. And the more I can promote a good relationship with fitness and a good relationship with exercise, the more we're going to drown out this negative promotion of punishing yourself with exercise. So I'm really, really sorry. I haven't told you how the best exercise is to burn belly fat at all. If you want the truest exercise to burn belly fat, I'm going to tell you the honest answer. You will get the answer in the end. There you go. But basically, it's down to a calorie deficit with your nutrition and fat loss overall, and you can't spot reduce. So you can lose fat, but you can't necessarily lose belly fat in one place. You might do, you might not. And that's down to your nutrition and your energy expenditure in the gym and how much food you intake as well. So that's the answer. I hope I've covered something that will just brighten your day, make you feel a little bit better, maybe make you think a little bit about your relationship with exercise. Any questions about anything, if you just want to have a chat, please send them over. My Instagram handle is at Kate Newdecker. I'm happy to answer any questions. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, as it is Friday today. It might not be Friday when you listen to this. But anyway, love you all. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.